Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Rhino Ag. And today we're going to get a history lesson in racing from retired race driver Clyde Hinrichs. We're also going to hear from Doug Johnson from Jackson Motorplex, Corey from Byers Engine Service, and also some Memorial Day weekend information from our friend Josh at Rhino Ag. Right after a few words from our sponsors.
When it comes to adventure, you always want more. And the 2019 Honda Pioneer 1005 is built to give you more. More power thanks to a 999cc engine. More performance from a 6-speed automatic dual clutch transmission with paddle shifters. And more fun with Honda's quick flip seating system that lets you go from a 3-seater to a 5-seater in seconds. So head to Trimble's Cycle Center in Austin and check out the 2019 Honda Pioneer 1005 today. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet and eye protection, always wear your seatbelt, and keep the side nets and doors closed. Pioneers are for drivers 16 years and older. Trimble Cycle Center in Austin, USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
It's spring planting season. The last thing you're thinking about is your grain dryer. Hi, this is Jamie with International Steel Erectors and NASCO Equipment. The time to get your legs and dryers serviced is now. Don't wait until you have semi-loads of harvested grain ready to process and find out your dryer won't turn on and your bearings need to be replaced in your leg. International Steel Erectors and NASCO offer a full grain system service from both locations in Owatonna and Fairmont. Call now at 507-451-3448 and don't wait until it's too late.
A few years ago, I hit a deer with my van on the freeway. Wow, what an impact. Thankfully, no one in the vehicle was injured. When we pulled over and got out to check the damage, I could not believe the amount of destruction. Right away, I called Bob at Midwest Collision. That is one of the best decisions I have ever made. Not only did he assure me that everything would be taken care of, Bob and his staff followed through with their promise. If you ever need collision repair, please call Midwest Collision today at 332-2434.
So you're inviting friends over for a friendly barbecue? Nice. But if you're a true friend, you'll start with Cookies Barbecue Sauce. I'm Speed the Sauce Man, and let me tell you why the right sauce is so important. Cookies Barbecue Sauce is made from real deal ingredients, and I haven't changed the recipe since 1976. Cookies Barbecue Sauce complements meat. It doesn't smother it. It just makes your food taste better. Smart cookies use cookies. Anything less is just meat abuse.
Cookies is the one.
Transform your garage into an extension of your home with a custom finished floor by Garage Force. No matter how you use your garage, Garage Force has you covered. American made. Backed by a lifetime warranty, our professionally installed industrial-grade coatings will protect your garage from anything life throws at it and makes cleanup a snap. More importantly, it's the unbelievable feeling you get each time you use your dream garage. Visit us online at GarageForce.com.
Call Todd at 651-387-9213. That's 651-387-9213.
Napa Know-How. You don't have to know fancy terms like ceramic, metallic, and calipers to know that this sound isn't a good thing. And now at most Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, you'll get a $75 prepaid Visa card when you spend $250 on brakes. Do it yourself or have it done for you and save $75. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How!
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 5/31/19.
Hey, this is Dave from Severson Oil and VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver segment here on The Dirt Show, and we are all in for a history lesson today. I am joined by driver Clyde Hinrichs. And Clyde, I first met you at the Steve Yagi Race Reunion in Rochester. Your son Lyle, your daughter Missy, and your wife, the whole family has been involved in preserving racing and racing history. And Steve's Reunion is a great place for people to gather and go through those old pictures and memories.
Yes, it's a great place, and it's a wonderful thing that he spends his time putting it together and taking the time to do the things that have to be done and entertaining and getting the old drivers together and being able to reunite and be away from the track when we're friends better than ever.
And it was fun because I got to sit next to you and have lunch that day, and what a great turnout. Clyde, how old were you when you got your very first car, and when did you get the idea of taking a race car to the racetrack?
Well, I didn't get a car until I was in my senior year in high school. And I actually wasn't a road racer. I was just a perfectionist with making it look nice and everything like that. Of course, then me and the wife met, and everything went from there, and we got married and went to the races and stuff like that. And one of my friends had been racing stock car, and another one that I didn't know very well was doing great. And we kept going to the races and stuff like that, and it seemed like we was kind of hooked on it. And then I decided that, well, this one car is doing such a great job out there, maybe I should try and find one like it. So I started looking around and couldn't find anything and kept looking. Well, finally, the next year, I found a 37 Buick Coupe, and the guy had had it from brand new, and it only had 67,000 miles on it, so I asked him if he wanted to sell it. Nope, I don't want to sell it today. Well, about 6 months later, he called me and says, you know, if you really want that car, I'll sell it to you. So I went and bought it, and we decided that we was going to, after I had driven a little bit and liked it, going to build it into stock car and go out racing with it. So I had my neighbor help me. He was a professional welder and stuff, and he went ahead and helped me with the roll bars and stuff like that and put it together, and we done a few other little things, and we was on our way.
When and where was the nearest track in the area back when you decided to go racing?
Well, the main one that we went to was Rochester, because they had a quarter-mile track. It was small, and it was fairly fast, and it was sharp corners on it and stuff like that. And I thought it was a fun thing because it wasn't a big area. Half-mile is a little bit crazy sometimes, and I kind of liked it and went to that one. And then we went a few times to Cassin, and there's where we got our start.
How did you meet your wife, and was she a supporter of racing right away?
No, we met on a whim, I guess. I guess it was just casual talking and stuff like that, and got together, and we spent some time together, and eventually we didn't mention racing before we was married. Not very much, anyway. Of course, then, after we got married, I was busy. I had farming to do and stuff like that. I was farming with my folks, and the only thing I could do is go to the races. I couldn't start spending time building a car. So when I discontinued farming, we moved to town. I worked for somebody else, so I had a few hours a day all the time, be able to spend some time on it. Of course, his friend of mine, he was the one that said he'd help me with it. Well, when we got done putting it together, everything went good, and it went from there.
The famous Hiawatha Speedway in Red Wing, you actually showed up there when they were starting to build it and had some input on how the track was laid out.
Yeah, they was trying to grade it up, and they had done a fairly good job at getting it in the area where they wanted it, but there wasn't any thought about what they was going to do as far as protecting the crowd or how they was going to keep the cars from going way down in a coulee that was off on the other side. And it was kind of a dream thing between the two guys that were starting it. And we finally decided, after talking with them, I give them the idea to put a high berm about 5 foot tall in front of where the people would be seeing the races. And that's what was decided, so the cars couldn't get up in the crowd. Well, when they started out, they just had some planks on some cement blocks to sit on. That's all you had. And that worked out fine. But they didn't really want to listen to me on the other side, so they kind of objected to putting a berm on the high side, and if the cars went over the hill, they was out of the race, naturally. But they put up a fence. Well, that fence only lasted 1 year, and they had to take the fence down because people were getting hurt going through it.
George Kramer told me about a track in Zumbrota that they bladed out for the fair. Do you ever remember that track being there?
Yes, I remember it. It was done on a whim. I didn't have anything much to do with it, but the fair board decided that it was a good idea, and they was going to try running under the management of Clay Dornack. He was going to be the promoter, and when they bladed it, they left a berm on the inside to keep the cars from running up on the grass. Well, that was okay, but, you know, when you build a flat track, And you got a berm up there, there's a chance, whether it's muddy or dry slick, you might spin out and go loop-de-loop over that berm. So that's the way they left it. They didn't want to change it because of the cost. And it was a fairly good track. It was wonderful, but I don't know. The berm was not the way to go. There was other ways I thought to do it. And actually, Dornak decided that it just wasn't feasible because we could not pick up enough crowd in the town here. And it seemed like there was just a touch too many tracks in the area to support it. So they did drop it, I think, after a year. I don't remember exactly. I don't even think it run a full year.
When you first got started, who was the top competition around here?
Mert Williams. He was doing great. And, you know, guys like Al Street, I don't know, a lot of people would never know who Al Street was, but Al Street had a car. It was a sedan, and he was kind of a get out of my way, I'm going to win. Of course, if he was running in front or something, Mert would drive around him sometimes and get to the front. Of course, then there was a few other ones that Fitzpatrick showed up after a while. You know, he drove for Trenton. Well, Trenton told him he had to win. It didn't work every night because he'd have to crowd through. He'd have to sideswipe somebody to get to the front. But he was a good competitor. And all them guys, they really done a good job. But they was favorites.
Clyde, you raced a 37 Buick Coupe. Back then, Mert Williams, Dave Noble, and Neilan Farrington out of Blooming Prairie raced a white number 68 Buick Coupe. What made those cars so desirable, and why did people want them for racing?
Well, I think that probably Mert could answer that better than I can, maybe altogether, but they had a straight frame, and a 37 and 38 Buick had a straight frame in front, and any time you got a straight frame and it don't have a curve in it, it's twice as strong. It's not going to bend, it's not going to flex, it's going to be sturdy, and you can bet your dollar that you ain't going to have to work on it all the time. It's going to be something that you can depend on.
Designing and building your own cars back in the day, you just didn't order something offline and have it shipped to your door. You had to go out and scrounge the salvage yards or find an old car out at a farm to get the parts that you needed.
Oh, yeah, you couldn't find what you needed at a shop. You had to probably depend on a shop for some of your stuff like grain valve or something, valves or something like that. But you didn't have to look for parts because you had to look for a scrapyard someplace or somebody that had gotten sick and tired of driving something, and you'd pick it up for little or nothing and take the parts off of that. So that's the way you kept going. You didn't have a chance to go to the store and write a check and take the part home and put it on and away you go. And sometimes the parts you got, you had to look over pretty carefully to see if they were usable. And it was just kind of a hit and miss thing because I used to buy 3-4 cars and have sitting around for parts. I mean, cars that would have the same usable parts that I was racing. That made it cost efficient because I didn't have much for sponsors. I had two small sponsors because in the late 50s, their sponsors didn't want to kick out much money.
That brings up, who is the Tally Ho Cafe?
Oh, that was a couple that had built a restaurant out here south of town, 2 miles, and they had a going thing. They had a gas station, and they had a terrific restaurant. I mean, anything that you got there, you say it was absolutely wonderful. And the one guy was quite interested in promoting stuff like that because if people come from Red Wing to Rochester to the races and stuff, why about the time that they got this far, they'd stop in and buy something to eat and stuff. And he got to know that racing was getting to be a going thing, and he decided that he would help me a little bit, and that's the way it got started.
You know you picked a good lady when your wife started working for MSI Promotions.
Well, I don't know. I guess that was kind of a funny deal because we had been racing all the time and she had been taking pictures and stuff like that for the newspapers and different things. And it went from her being at the track with me and taking pictures and getting to know the promoter and stuff like that because she worked for the Rochester paper. And it just kind of worked its way into her being able to get in the door because the promoter needed a little bit of help.
And from there, did it transition into Lyle taking over the photos and then into Missy?
Well, I guess you'd say that because he got old enough so he could do the job and take the pictures and stuff like that. And he liked photograph, and he done it, and it worked out beautiful, you know. And then when he got to the point he started in wanting to race and stuff, well, he forgot about photos then so much. It kind of turned over to, well, one of my other daughters done it for a little bit, but she didn't care for it, and then finally Missy took it over.
Your son Lyle told me an incredible story about his picture days, that he was so fast getting on the scene of the accident that the rescue workers actually told him, hey, maybe you should just carry a fire extinguisher because you're there before we are.
Yeah, I think you're probably right, because I think his footwork was better probably than the people that were doing the safety work for the promoter. I know I worked for the promoter myself for a while, and I took pit entries and stuff like that. And when I got done taking pit entries in the evening, why, we'd lock the gate, and he'd tell me, I need somebody for safety factors too, he says. And there was a short period of time that I carried a fire extinguisher and tried to be first at the site when something went wrong. And then he finally slipped somebody else into that position, and I started lining up cars for him on the backstretch.
I remember saving up my weekly allowance to come to Dodge County Speedway on Sunday nights with my mom and dad, and I would spend it on black and white photos from Missy's stand underneath the grandstand. She has an amazing collection of some of your pictures, Lyle's pictures, her pictures, photos of Casson and Owatonna.
Oh, yeah. She was always interested in taking a lot of pictures. She took a lot of still shots with guys by the car and stuff like that. And most people were really happy to have the picture taken because then they could give pictures to their sponsors and stuff like that, you know. And that was very, very important. And friends and everything else. And she just loved that. And I thought she'd done a heck of a job. Even action shots, she got some terrific ones all the time.
When did the idea come about to build a replica of your old race car? And did you have some old parts left from the original car to get started with?
Well, I think the replica part started with Lyle having a friend that was a terrific guy. He was dealing in Buicks all the time. He'd buy and sell Buicks and buy Buicks and start taking them apart and sell parts off of them to people that were rebuilding a vintage car of some kind. And he got to be real good friends with him, and he found out that he had a lot of parts around and a lot of cars, and he was able to find a 37th century car from him that was not out of the price category. And it kind of went from there. I agreed with it, and, well, I had some of my grandkids and everybody helping us put it together, you know, here. And we put a motor in it that was usable, not a full-fledged rebuilt motor, but it was something that was presentable, and it done the job, and it looked beautiful. It was a little better than the one I had been racing because I had flipped it a few times. So it's a really nice-looking car, and it's going to be something that can be cherished for a long time.
That had to be a great family project.
Well, I thought it was, because we could spend time whether it was raining or not, you know. We could work in the shop here and do the stuff, and even had some of the grandkids do some painting on it because they wanted to do some lettering and stuff like that. And it was something for everyone, and I thought they all took part and done a real good job.
Clyde, you have to be very proud of your kids. You have a great family and a ton of racing history.
Well, yeah, I guess you're very right that way. I never was on top of the list as far as points. I mean, I had a terrific career over the period of time that I raced. I run 9 different tracks in my lifetime, and I was on half mile and quarter mile and 3/8 mile and all that. But it worked out pretty good, and if you can work your way up to probably second, third, fourth in the point standings at the end of the year, you're doing pretty well.
What was your biggest memory you take away from your driving career?
Well, I don't know. I just have so many. I really don't have any special one. I guess it was the thing is that the wife agreed with what we was doing, you know, and stuff like that. And she enjoyed being around the track, and she enjoyed being with me. She was with me all the time when I was racing. And, you know, it was like a family thing. It was not a just go out there and swing a golf club or something. It was involved with more people than just one. And it was, I thought, a great time together.
Next week, your daughter Missy is going to open up our June Ladies Month show with stories about her memories of being at the track with you and your wife, and also her photo career. And that's going to be very interesting because I know Missy has a lot of great stories.
Yeah, I would think she should have. I don't know. She'd probably have a better memory than I got right now. So you're probably going to get a lot more stories than I could possibly ever think of giving you. And yeah, it should be a great deal.
Clyde, thank you so much for your stories, and it's been a blast to come over to your house here in Zumbrota and do this interview, and thank you for your time today.
Yeah, I appreciate it, and I'm happy that you could do it, and it worked out great, and it's a great thing to do, and it's a good memory, and I think that it'll be cherished for a long time.
Only Powerlift has been building hydraulic doors continuously since 1992, longer than anyone else in the industry. Only Powerlift provides local manufacturing, sales, and service throughout North America, giving you confidence in knowing we will always be there when and where you need us. Only Powerlift installs each and every door, making your project hassle-free from start to finish. Only Powerlift has the best warranty in the industry. So what hydraulic door should you buy? Only Powerlift. Contact us today at 507-374-9306.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your total source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs. From chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna total source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there, whether it's a small or large project, with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna, licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packaging when it comes to shipping your business products? Hi, this is Ryan. Here at Foamcraft Packaging, we provide a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call toll-free 1-844-655-2365. That's 844-655-2365. 2365.
Galloping through a sea of yellow, slashing, spraying, cutting, can't keep this up much longer.
Hey, wake up! You're dreaming about our dandelion problem again.
Huh? What?
Just call Wolf and Sons and they'll take care of our dandelion problem. 455-3524.
455-3524.
Wolf and Sons, the dandelion assassins.
Yeah.
How bad do you want to win? Hi, this is Tyler Walker from Walker Performance Filtration. When I buckle my belts and put my helmet on, I have one goal in mind, winning. Walker Performance Filtration Systems allow more air and less contaminants, keeping your motors clean and creating more usable power. Drivers like Sammy Swindell, Brian Clausen, and Aaron Rutzel can't afford to make the wrong choice. That's why they choose us. Walker Performance Filtration has systems for 410, 360, and 305 sprint cars, midgets, stock cars, modifieds, outlaw cars, go-karts, and even custom filters. Visit www.walkerperformancefiltration.com or give us a call at 818-252-7788.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Doug Johnson from the Jackson Motorplex. And Doug, finally, May 31st, opening night at the Jackson Motorplex, and each night of regular racing at the Jackson Motorplex, you have three distinct series of sprint cars, something for every sprint car fan out there.
Absolutely. You know, we've stepped up with Randy and Greg with the Midwest Power Series this year, and we've added a bunch of money to our 360 payout, which is paying $3,000 to win and $400 to start all of our events at Jackson, along with the MSTS 360 sprints out of the Sioux Falls area. So we're looking for a huge contingent of 360 drivers each and every Friday night that we race at Jackson, along with our RaceSaver 305 sprint cars. We've actually added money there. On the back end, we're now paying $250 just to start the A-Main for the RaceSaver sprint cars. And then we also have our NSL non-wing sprint cars presented by Hitchcock every Friday night as well. So we've had a lot of interest in that class. We've been working with Steve Sinclair and some of them guys in Wisconsin and up around the Minneapolis area to try and build that class down here in Jackson. We've had it for a couple of years and had a rules package. It was not real conducive to bringing in new blood into the sport. And now we feel that we do have that rules package that allows some of these guys to maybe afford to jump in a sprint car that couldn't before. I know there's a couple guys that are jumping from a late model into a non-wing sprint car, and I've talked to a couple modified teams that are considering the switch as well. So we're really looking forward to growing that class down here at Jackson and working with some of the guys up in the Minneapolis area, put a little series together with them with the Mastel Touring Series. So we're really looking forward to a huge weekly contingent of sprint cars here at the Jackson Motorplex week in and week out.
Another event that piqued my interest, the Tri-State Late Models hit the track on June 14th, and this group is out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and has some great drivers in that group.
Absolutely. You know, last year we had them over here and we had 27 or 28 late models, and it was just a fantastic show. And there's some guys like Gary Brown and the Beinhoff brothers, and there's actually a bunch of guys from Nebraska that are looking at coming up that weekend as well, because they can run three nights in a row. Thursday night is Spencer, Iowa, and then they come to our place on Friday. So I think we'll see some guys traveling from that Nebraska, and even I've heard some guys from Watertown, Aberdeen area are looking at coming over and running that series that weekend as well. So Mike Gross and the guys at the Tri-State Late Model group, they're putting on a great series, and I'm seeing more and more guys getting into a late model as well. One local guy that I'll mention from our area is Doug Wasman, who is originally from the Jackson-Worthington area, hasn't been in a race car for a long time, and he went out and purchased a late model this year with hopes of running a bunch of their races. So, you know, I know Luke Sadoff here from Jackson has a late model now, and I think we're going to see easily 20 to 30 late models here that night on June 14th when the Tri-State group comes to town. So it should be a big event.
This year, it is the 41st annual AGCO Jackson Nationals at the Jackson Motorplex.
Yeah, we've talked to a lot of big-name teams that aren't really running a complete series this year. Tim Schaefer's one of them. I've talked to him. I've talked to Chad Kemenaw. Besides your standard traveling World of Outlaw teams that are going to be here, I just talked to Casey Kane the other day. He's looking at having his race team here as well with his car. Casey's a little bit laid up right now from an injury, but James McFadden is going to be piloting his car some throughout the summer. You just never know. With over $300,000 on the line for the weekend, you just never know who's going to show up. It's a who's who of motorsports right now in the sprint car world. It's one of the marquee events in the entire country, and I think we're the third highest paying event, you know, next to the Knoxville National and the King's Royal weekend for the highest paying event in the entire country over 3 days. Plus, we also have 3 days of RaceSaver sprint cars in action as well. And last year, we had a huge field of RaceSaver sprint cars as well. And we've got some entries from Oklahoma and Kansas already in the RaceSaver class. So if fans are looking to come out to a huge event here at the end of June, want to make sure you get your tickets early. We're already completely sold out of camping spots for that weekend. So there's some camping sites around the area at some county parks and places like that. But at the track, we are already completely sold out of camping, and tickets are going fast. So fans can still get a 3-day pass for just $99, or you can get a reserve 3-day pass for just $109. And we're only 5 weeks away from that right now. So it's creeping up real fast and going to be another huge event for us this year. This year, we're also paying $41,000 to win, $3,000 just to start the A-Main on Saturday. So I think you're going to see a lot of heavy hitters. Knoxville Raceway also has the weekend off. So a lot of those guys from Knoxville are planning on coming up for the weekend. So it should be a huge event for us.
A lot of disappointed fans last weekend when the Lucas Oil late models were rained out at Deer Creek Speedway. So your last chance to see them in our region this season will be Wednesday, July 17th. And that's going to be a great night at the Jackson Motorplex.
Yeah, we can't wait. We had them guys over here for the first time last year. We had a tremendous event. We're looking to grow and build that event this year and many years to come. Lucas Oil people are great. Rick and everybody with the Lucas Oil Dirt Late Model Series are fantastic to work with. And we've got 50 lapper paying $10,000 to win that Wednesday night, July 17th. So we're looking for another great field of cars. A lot of guys are coming in on their way to the big showdown at I-80. We're right before that. So if you want to see some late model racing that weekend, you can stop at Jackson and then head down to I-80 Speedway in Greenwood, Nebraska on your way there and make a whole week of it. So there's a lot of late model racing in our area that weekend. And like you said, it's the last chance to catch the Lucas Oil guys in this immediate area here for the 2019 season. Should be a huge event, great field of cars. And then we've also got Race Saver Sprint cars running that night along with our late model Street Stock series out of Sioux Falls as well.
July 24th, it's IMCA night.
Yeah, that'll actually be our only event this season with all five IMCA cars running together. You know, with some of the other tracks racing this year, the scheduling just didn't work out, and we're trying to stay off of everybody else's schedule. But it's Wednesday night of our fair, like you said, on July 24th, and Bank Midwest night, they're always a big supporter of that event, and we thank them for that. And we'll also have, like you said, the five IMCA classes, and you never know, when it comes right down to it, there might be some extra money up on the line for the A-Mods that night, too. So we've been talking about that and got some possibilities in the works to make the A-Mod deal a little bit bigger for them guys that night. And, you know, that'll be an earlier start time that night. It'll be a 7 o'clock start for the five classes during our fair, and just encourage all the IMCA fans to come out. And like I said, be the only chance you get to see them this year at the Jackson Motorplex.
Tony Stewart night on July 26th with the All-Star Circuit, and it's going to be an awesome night of sprint car racing.
Yeah, that's one of the events that we've kind of had circled on our calendar again this year. It was a tremendous event last year. We had 47 410 sprint cars in the pit area that night. And, you know, I would expect as many, if not more, cars this year, being just a couple weeks leading up to the Knoxville Nationals. A lot of guys are in the area already getting ready for that big event. And the All-Stars really got a talented group of guys following them this year. You know, you got Aaron Reitzel, their defending champion, back, and Spencer Basin, and a lot of young guys. Greg Wilson, who's been with the Outlaws, is now traveling with the All-Stars. And they just got a great group of guys following them. And I think you'll see a lot of the Knoxville guys and a lot of our local 410 guys competing with them on that Friday night in July, too, going for the $10,000 top prize. So looking forward to that. Tickets are also on sale for that event, so you can get your tickets for that and the Lucas Oil Dirt Late Model Series race in advance. They're on our website at jacksonmotorplex.com, and you can order them right now.
The Jackson Motorplex 360 Nationals. It's a chance to see cars race back-to-back.
Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. We're actually racing three nights this year with the Jackson Nationals. The 360s and also our non-wing sprint cars will be in action, along with the vintage cars will be in action just two nights on Saturday and Sunday. So the IMCA vintage cars will also be in action. But, you know, last year that was a big event for us too, and we're looking to build on that. Last year we paid $10,000 out to Jack Dover for picking up the big win there, and we expect another great field of cars there for the 360 Nationals over Labor Day weekend. So we've got camping available for the fans that weekend at the track, and a lot of great activities. That will also be our Jack and Racing Hall of Fame induction weekend as well. So a lot of the Hall of Famers will be back, and we'll be inducting our new class of Hall of Fame members into the Jackson Racing Hall of Fame that Saturday afternoon as well.
And you end the season with a huge event September 20th and 21st. The Casey's Open Wheel Nationals, the 410 sprint cars are back.
Absolutely. You know, we were really disappointed we got rained out here a couple of weeks ago with the IRA sprint cars, but we got them coming back for 2 days in September, like you said, the 21st and 22nd. Along that will also be our Race Saver Nationals. We're going to pay, right now we're looking at paying $1,500 to win the Race Saver sprint cars that Saturday night. And then we'll also have the Wisconsin Wingless group coming to town as well. Steve Sinclair does a great job promoting his non-wing cars out there in Wisconsin, and they'll be coming to race with us that weekend for both days. And talking to Steve, he's already looking at 20 to 25 of his guys just on the non-wing side alone coming to race with us that weekend. They're really excited about that, and we are as well. And, you know, looking forward to another big sprint car weekend there and towards the end of September and wrap up our 2019 season.
Doug, if they'd like to find out more information about Jackson Motorplex, how can they do that?
Well, they can find all that information on our website at jacksonmotorplex.com. We're also very active on social media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And we also have a brand new Jackson Motorplex app that you can download right to your smartphone and get all the notifications as they happen. If it's weather-related or different specials that we have, ticket specials, stuff like that, you can get notifications sent right to your mobile phone. So we encourage everybody to download the new Jackson Motorplex app. And like I said, looking forward to a great season and just encourage people for the big events to get those tickets early because they're going fast.
Doug, thanks for taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show and can't wait to see you at the track.
Thanks a lot, Clint.
VP Racing Fuels is a world leader in performance fuel technology. That includes VP Small Engine Fuel, the perfect fuel for your 2- and 4-cycle gas-powered tools, including chainsaws, generators, trimmers, blowers, and more. VP Small Engine Fuel is blended with no ethanol, ensuring easier starts, worry-free long-term storage with fewer repairs. And the 2-cycle blend is pre-mixed with oil, so there's no measuring, no mixing, no mess. Just pour it in and start it up. Learn more about VP Small Engine Fuel at vp-scf.com.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact: Aero Racing wheels can be seen on dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact: Aero Racing wheels have become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact: The Aero 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy NASCAR, Xfinity, and Gander Outdoors Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winners, see AeroRacingWheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Rhino Ag is now raising the bar even more by being the only manufacturer of rotary cutters in the world to factory fill all components with Lucas Oil and grease, adding even more value to the Rhino brand over the competition. Quality from the inside out. Visit RhinoAg.com to find a dealer near you. Rhino Ag is excited to announce their sponsorship of Jimmy Owens for the 2019 Lucas Oil Late Model Series. Follow Jimmy on Facebook at Jimmy Owens Racing Updates or online at JimmyOwens20.com.
Gilland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers car care products. Justice Brothers products are manufactured for industrial, agricultural, heavy equipment, and automotive equipment. Their high-quality products are used by today's top racing teams. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaner to automotive enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers car care products distributor today at 952-934-7354 or visit our website at justicebrothers.com. Go with a winner. Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
Fast Shafts has been producing drive shafts for late models, modifieds, dirt trucks, stock cars, and hobby stocks since 1992. Fast Shafts, the official drive shaft for the U.S. MTS and USRA, and title sponsors for the IMCA Fast Shafts All-Star Race and IMCA Super Nationals, support the sport of circle track racing throughout the USA. To get the power from your motor to the tires, run with a proven winner today. Today, with the number one choice in carbon fiber, steel, chrome moly, and aluminum drive shafts. Call Fast Shafts today. Made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
Race fans, the biggest secret at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum isn't really a secret at all. Every race night in Knoxville, race fans can purchase tickets to sit on the museum's second floor in climate-controlled comfort. So whether it's hot outside or cold and windy, it's always just right on the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum second floor, right on top of the museum. All you have to do is call in advance or come into the museum on Saturday afternoon to purchase second floor tickets to watch the sprint car races from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in climate controlled comfort. So the next time you're in Knoxville on race day and would like to watch the sprint car races from climate controlled comfort, stop by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum and check out our second floor seating. You'll be glad you did, and we'll see you in Knoxville.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on the Dirt Show, and it is always a great day when I'm at Byers Engine Service in Rochester. And Corey, as an engine builder, how much fun is it on Dyno Day to see and hear what you've been working on and hear what it's designed to do?
It starts out a little bit stressful because it's always, you never know what's going to happen and there's always possibilities of something going on. But at the same time, it's very exciting to get outcomes that make the customer smile. Some customers that come in and especially streetcar guys, they'll want a number. If we can just barely exceed that number, they're super, super happy. Other customers that just want to work and try to squeeze every little bit out of it. It is a lot of fun to get them all done and see the customers all smiling when they leave.
When I think engine building, I think precision and experience. Drivers want the confidence that when they torture that engine a little bit to pull out that big win, they still have something left afterwards. That's when a shop like Byers Racing Engines really comes into play.
Anybody can assemble an engine, you know, it's some of them are a pain in the butt and some are very, very simple. So anybody can go home in the garage, figure it out. But, you know, it's the experience and the time and knowing what parts to put together and what clearances to put, what goes with what to make it last. You know, you can make an engine make a ton of power, but to make it make a ton of power and make it make a full season, a full night, that's the challenges. That's where we come in. That's where we do a way better job of the guys working out of their barns, their back garages, you know, doing all that kind of stuff. We have the equipment, the experience to pull that off.
Building championship engines. Each driver is different. As a fan, I watch drivers' different lines. The rim riders that barely lift. Then there's the guys who drive it into turn three hard, jam the brake, and they're back on the gas almost instantaneously. What questions are you asking these drivers so you can tailor make an engine to fit what they're doing?
Well, it's nice to know what tracks they're running, especially guys on the budgets. You got to tailor to run multiple tracks. So it would be nice, by rights, it'd be perfect if you had a track to run and a half mile track to run, quarter, three eighths, all different ones, and you could adjust the camshaft, compression, all that stuff to work. But otherwise, yeah, you want to know if they like working the bottom, really getting up on high on the cushion. Those kind of things help decide where we go with cam and how hard they want to run it. Some guys really don't feel comfortable cranking the RPM. Some guys, doesn't bother them at all. They'll turn it really up. So you got to work with that too, what the driver's comfortable with.
It's summertime in Minnesota. Well, maybe.
Maybe.
But here at Byers Engine Service, you'll do machine work on tractor motors, truck motors, industrial engines, just about any new or vintage engine that needs machine work to full assembly, your staff will do it for them.
Yeah, pretty much. I think we got something from the 20s in here right now. And up front, we just finishing up a 2016 LT1 with a direct injection. Just got that off the dyno a few weeks ago. So, I mean, very few that we don't touch. And mostly the ones we don't touch are because they are a throwaway engine, which unfortunately is becoming more common in the newer cars. But yeah, there's very few things we're afraid to do.
Also, as you come in the front door here at Byers Engine Service, you carry parts on hand. So if they want to grab those parts off the shelf and go, or call you, you can ship them the same day.
Right. Yes, we have that ability. We have warehouses that we can either ship from, and they're usually a next day kind of deal, or ship here and pick up here kind of deal. So everything's, if we don't have it, we can get stuff pretty quick. We're manufactured direct for quite a bit. We carry a lot of VP racing fuels, the necessity spark plugs, all the plug wires, some Scott plug wires, and MSD, AeroQuip, tons and tons of stuff. So we can get stuff pretty fast for everybody.
As I walk through your shop, I'm looking at that flathead motor that you're putting a bottom end in that somebody's going to put a blower on, which is cool. You've got an extremely rare tractor motor that I've never even heard of. You're building a pulling tractor engine that you've already had on a dyno and you're micro-tuning it to get more horsepower. If somebody's listening out there and they're not satisfied with their current horsepower or their vintage car is acting like a vintage car, your staff can take care of that.
Yeah, we thrive on you. Tell us what you want, what you're expecting. We can tell you if it's a possibility, because there is some things that either budget or reality can't do. But as far as that, we try our hardest to fix any problems, any issues, try to make it better for the customer, because it's their stuff and they should be able to enjoy it.
What is the best way to find out more information about Byers Engine Service?
You can either give us a call direct at 507-282-5586 or contact us through our website, byersengine.com, B-A-I-E-R-S, engine.com. Ask for Jim Courier Mike and hook you up.
This is like a little slice of heaven right here in Rochester, Corey, and thanks for taking the time to be with us on The Dirt Show. It's always a blast coming over here.
Thanks a lot, Clay. And like I said, and thanks to all the racers, all the guys in the pits, all the guys in the stands. These are the guys that me and Clay do what we like to do. So thank you all out there, too.
The Mastel Brothers Touring Series is an exciting new traveling non-wing sprint car series that is teamed up with the Wyndham-based National Sprint League to bring you an exciting, action-packed 14-race schedule across the area. Tracks include Jackson Motorplex, Chateau Speedway, Princeton Speedway, Ogilvie Raceway, and St. Croix Speedway. The series aims to grow non-wing sprint car racing in the Midwest and allows drivers to compete for the Touring Championship while also competing for the Jackson Motorplex NSL Championship. Find out how to partner with this great new series or see the full schedule on Facebook at Mastel Brothers Touring Series.
Extreme Powder Coating.
Have you ever wondered what to do with that worn out patio furniture or railing? How about your trailers, brush guards, even your rims? Have Extreme Powder Coating sandblast your items to perfection and apply the most durable metal finishing in the industry. Custom powder coating colors are available. Looks like paint, acts like armor.
Extreme Powder Coating.
Mastel Brothers Trailer Service Incorporated has become the Upper Midwest's largest and most respected sales, service, and rental provider of all types of trailers to multiple industries, selling a comprehensive line of new and used trailers and parts from the most respected brands in the industry, as well as Mastel Brothers' own unique designs and offerings. Contact Mark Daniels at 651-639-9017 or visit MastelBrothers.com and browse through their website to learn more about their products and services.
Hi, Jeremy here from Owatonna Auto Clinic. We know when it comes to your vehicle maintenance, you have a lot of options. Sometimes with so many options, it's hard to find an honest, reliable auto shop. That's where we come in. Locally owned Owatonna Auto Clinic, with a commitment to providing our customers with honest, quality service at a reasonable price. Our technology, education, expertise provide you with the best car care imaginable. For an appointment, call 414-AUTO or 414-2886.
Hauling can be hard on you and your horse. Smooth out the ride with a shocker hitch.
We use Air Ride technology to take the bump and the jerk out of towing.
Right now, you can get the Gooseneck Surge Model Shocker Hitch for just $7.99 and try it at no risk for 30 days.
If you don't feel the difference immediately, I'll buy it back. No questions asked.
Visit ShockerHitch.com for the complete product line and video of the Shocker Hitch in action. Shocker Hitch, a smoother ride for you and your horse, guaranteed.
Hi, this is Jim Misgan here, and if you are an auto enthusiast like I am, you need to check out our website at Misgan.com. See all the parts and cars available in our U-Pullet lot, new arrivals, ready to part out, or we can locate those hard-to-find parts for you. Misgan Auto Parts in Ellendale and our other vintage lot down at Glenville, M2 Auto Parts, have been providing quality parts for you since 1972. Give us a call at 507-684-2222 or online at Misgan.com.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Josh from Rhino Ag. And Josh, I know with a lot of the news going on around the United States right now about tariffs and foreign countries, we want to keep Americans working and we want to buy American. I know a lot of people are looking at product labels now that never did in the past. Rhino Ag has always been about hiring U.S. workers, using U.S. products, and when you're going to invest in something that's going to stay with your farm, probably till it changes hands, or for your business that's probably going to last so long it will be sold with the business, why not go with American Made by Rhino Ag?
That's
That's right. And being built, you know, in Gibson City, Illinois, we are right here in the middle of the heartland. So we've got a lot of American workers and a lot of American people that need good quality jobs. And by giving them the opportunity to do that, it gives us an opportunity to build a great American-made product. We're 90% of the products from the steel and everything involved into the parts that go into a Rhino-built piece of product. And it's all American-sourced and built. That's our heritage. It's right here in the heartland to bring to the Americans a good quality piece of equipment made by Americans that they know will last them a lifetime.
And I know you've mentioned this in the past. A good piece of equipment is an investment because that piece of equipment is going to last. You know, and I know, if you buy a cheap 4-inch grinder to do a project, you may get through the project and then have to throw it away, but you invest in a good piece of equipment, you're going to use it project after project, and it's going to last.
Well, and with every product, not just ours, things aren't getting any cheaper. You look at the vehicles, you look at the Rhino products, you look at a basic cell phone or a TV, everything is driving up in cost. And so it is our focus point that those things will come and go, but we hope a Rhino piece of equipment will not. So we are building something with a lot of integrity, a lot of American-made parts by Americans right here in the heartland, so that when you know you've made that investment, it's in a piece that's going to last you a long time.
It's Memorial Day weekend. We want to honor all of our veterans. Rhino Ag is going to be out on the road with the Lucas Oil Late Model Series. What a great series to watch, and I know a lot of race fans will be out at the tracks singing the national anthem, standing at attention, and honoring this great country.
It's our opportunity in this great country by all those that have served and are serving and some that have paid the ultimate price to give us the opportunity to stand behind a Rhino Ag product and make it what it is. Without them, none of us would have that opportunity, and we appreciate all they've done.
If they'd like to find out more about all of the great products you offer for ag, commercial, and the homeowners, how can they do that?
As always, they can go to rhinoag.com. That's rhinoag.com. There's plenty of product links on there to YouTube, Facebook. All of the products are listed, or they can contact us through email or phone number. It's listed as well, and we'll be glad to figure out a way to help find a solution for their needs in a Rhino product.
Thanks for being with us, Josh, and have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks again, as always.
Ladies and gentlemen, now have your attention, please.
Hey, you in the truck. Looks nice, but looks like every other one. Bring it into Auto Trim Design. Let us help you make it your own. Running boards, chrome accents, dress up your vehicle. Make your work truck with bed liners, trailer hitches, and toppers. We have over 30 years of experience in the truck accessory business. I invite you to stop by and see what we can do for you. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
Welcome to the Dirt Track segment, brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Well, there are a few races going on throughout the area last weekend. If you were lucky enough to find some racing like we were at Kossuth County Speedway on Thursday night, the 16th, in the A-Modified A-Main, Kelly Shryock over Austin Wolf. In the Hobby Stocks, it was Bryce Sommerfeld over Doug Wickman. In the Sport Compacts, Oliver Monson over Katie DeVries. And in the Stock Cars, Chad Palmer over Kevin Opheim. I-94 Speedway was also racing last weekend on Friday night the 17th in the 20-lap Modified A-Main, Dan Ebert over Ward Ermey. In the B-Modifieds, Justin Froming over Brandon Merworth. In the Dirt Late Models, Don Shaw over Cole Schill. In the Hornets, Jason Reinecke over Randy Thompson. And in the Street Stocks, Sean Caranda over Justin Vogel. Hancock County Speedway in Britt, Iowa was also racing last Friday night, the 17th. In the A-Modifieds, Kelly Shryock making it two feature wins in a row, followed by Jeremy Mills. In the B-Modifieds, George Nordman over Colby Fett. In the Hobby Stocks, Cody Nielsen over Scott Doble. In the Sport Compacts, Jade Lang over Oliver Monson. And in the Stock Cars, Gary Pesca over Chad Palmer.
Lou Faggers Racing in Delano, Minnesota is this area's authorized Rocket and Shaw Chassis Repair Shop, offering a full-service online store at FaggersRacing.com. Log on and join our email for updated newsletters and check out the LFRE Superstock, Modified, and Late Model Chassis, including all the IMCA and Wasota parts you need. Lou Faggers Racing has decades of experience in making fast drivers even faster. See them online at FaggersRacing.com or give them a call at 800-328-3618 and they'll get the parts you need, compliments of Lightning Lou.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.